أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. In the opening verses of Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the Qur'an being a white book. Allah azza wa jalla described it as a source of every form of guidance and a source of mercy for the muhsineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three characteristics of the muhsineen. Number one is they establish salah. Number two is they discharge zakah. And number three is they have yaqeen about akhirah. And he spoke about the importance of developing yaqeen and not just knowledge about akhirah or belief about akhirah, but having full yaqeen and certitude with regard to al-akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Those, the muhsineen, those who have developed these qualities and attributes and who have yaqeen about akhirah, Allah says they are upon some special guidance from their Rabb. They are upon some special guidance from their Rabb. When an individual shows interest and enthusiasm in fulfilling the commandments of Allah, and that person becomes a muhsin, and amongst the muhsineen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a special form of guidance in that person's heart. The person is now guided by the guidance of Allah. So now it becomes even easier, and it becomes even better to fulfill the commandments of Allah, and to carry out acts of righteousness and piety. Because over and above the attribute that he has developed and that he has strengthened within himself, over and above that Allah has now given him a special form of guidance. It's like a special fuel that he has, added fuel, a special form of energy that now is given to him by Allah. But that is earned. That wooden, that special form of guidance is earned. It is not something that's given to you from the beginning. You have to prove yourself. You have to show you want it. You must be eager to get that special form of guidance. It starts with effort on your part, developing your salah and developing the other attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoken of. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So firstly, Allah says they enjoy a special form of guidance from their Rabb. And number two, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Indeed, they are the ones who will prosper, and they are the ones who are continuously and permanently successful. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ. Allah says, from amongst the people, there is the one, or they are those who purchase and who buy لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ. لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ is distracting amusement or speech. Some speech or some things that are said or some things that are read that are amusement and distracting. Distracting from what? Such distracting amusement that distract you from Allah. So Allah says amongst the people, there are some who purchase these distracting amusement of things. لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So that they misguide and mislead astray the others from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have no knowledge, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without any knowledge. Now this verse was revealed with regards to Nadar bin Harith. He was a top businessman of Makkah from the Quraysh. And he realized that the Quran had such a captivating effect on the Quraysh, on the people of Makkah, that they would love listening to the Quran. And there are so many incidents where even the top elite of Makkah al-Mukarramah, even though they were hardcore disbelievers and they would not accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would still go secretly at night and they would listen to the recitation of the Quran. It had that captivating effect on them, and they were people of the language, so it had a different effect on them. And the general public were being affected by that, and they all started taking interest in listening to the Quran. We know the famous incident of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, that he would pray his Fajr Salah and he would raise his voice when he would pray, or not Fajr Salah, but whatever Salah it was, and people would come and gather around him, and they would sit outside of his courtyard at home and they would listen to the Quran. So Nadar bin Harith, he was a wealthy businessman. He decided to purchase a bond woman, a slave girl. who was a singer and who was good at music. Right? So he brought her into Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he would tell people that if you wish to listen to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran, then rather come to my place. I have this lady who I have purchased. Yashtari lahu al-hadith. Allah speaks of them buying. They purchased distracting amusement of things. So he bought her, and he would have the events where she would sing and there would be music and people would be distracted from the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, amongst the people you have those who will do this. Yashtari lahu al-hadith. Something for us to ponder over is that here you find a mushrik who was a hardcore enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deliberately going and buying this distracting amusement in the form of music, in the form of this woman, to distract people from the Quran. How often we ourselves have purchased such things that are distracting us from the Quran? How often we are putting things in the hands of our children that are of that nature, that are distracting them, really distracting them? Sometimes because they have that distraction, that it's hard to open the Quran because they find it more entertaining. It's distracting, it's amusement. So rather than spending time with the Quran, they rather spend time with the device, and they rather spend time being distracted by what is on that device, to the point where they develop hatred for the Quran. They develop dislike for the Quran because they feel the Quran is taking them away from something that's amusing, something that's entertaining, something they find joy in, something they find as fun. So now when you ask them to read the Quran, it becomes so difficult for them to read the Quran, and like that, over time we find they developing dislike for the Quran, resentment towards the Quran, because they see Quran as something that's taking them away from that which amuses them and brings them pleasure and brings them joy. So we should not introduce them to those things at an early stage, where it will naturally create within them, it has a natural effect, it will create within them that effect, and it will distract them from the speech of Allah, the salam of Allah. And there are so many other things. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah and Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all of them say that lahu al-hadith, in that ayah, Allah is criticizing lahu al-hadith. Lahu al-hadith, again translated as distracting amusement of speech. Any speech that is distracting, they say it refers to music. It's referring to music and musical instruments. So that is the number one thing that naturally creates within a person disinterest towards the Quran. And you'll find people who listen to music all the time and who are accustomed to music and who find some type of joy in music and listening to music, you will find that they do not find pleasure and they do not find any contentment, they do not find any happiness in listening to the Quran. Because that music has taken over that amusement, or it has distracted them to the point where they no longer find pleasure in listening to the Quran and reciting the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Why does he buy these attracting or distracting things of amusement? So that he may mislead people away from the way of Allah, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And he does so without any knowledge. He has no knowledge whatsoever, and that's why he does this. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا. And then he starts taking it as mockery. He starts making a mock out of it. He starts making a mockery out of Quran. He starts making a mockery out of deen, because he is so captivated by the amusement that has distracted him and others from the way of Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِيمٌ. Allah says, those who do this, for them is a disgraceful punishment. وَإِذَا تُتْلَىٰ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا. And when our verses are recited to him, referring to that Nadhr bin Harith, who brought in that entertainment and who introduced the people of Makkah to that amusement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the verses of the Quran, see how averse he became to the Quran, he turned away from the Quran, completely had no interest in the Quran. Allah says, وَإِذَا تُتْلَىٰ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا. When our verses are recited to him, wallah, he'll turn away mustakbiran and showing arrogance and pride. كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا. As if he did not even hear those verses. كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا. As if there is some heaviness and there is some weight and there's something that is blocking his ears. That's how he turns away from it, as if he never heard it. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give him the good news of a painful torment. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed those who have brought iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and who consistently carry out acts of righteousness, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ النَّعِيمِ. For them are paradise and gardens of bliss. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They shall abide therein forever. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّى. This is an absolute truth. Promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah is the Almighty and the All-Wise. May Allah grant us the understanding.